Shaking It Up with Sheikh Fayaz, Nightly Ramadan Reflections.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa bihi nasta'in, wa salatu wa salamu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. The secret of the fasts of the holy month of Ramadan can only be attained spiritually if an individual holds back and fulfills all of the rites and rituals, but also all of the recommendations of this blessed month. In other words, when we talk about the fast during the month of Ramadan, it's often solely spoken about with regards to an abstinence of food and drink. But like we know, the month of Ramadan is far more than just staying away from eating and drinking. Like we learn from the ahadith of the Prophet and his family, alayhim as-salam, that fasting from the holy month of Ramadan is rethinking our intentions. Fasting during the holy month of Ramadan is controlling our tongue and controlling our behavior, particularly with those who are closest to us, our family members, our friends, those who we see during the daylight hours. Fasting is hard, yes, but again, through that exhaustion and through that abstinence from food and drink, we find some sort of unique sustenance for the heart and souls that are so desperate for some interjection of something far greater. That's why at the end of the month, again, everything looks different. Everything feels different. We ourselves have completely transformed and taken on a new spiritual station that is hopefully meant to being something that lasts in perpetuity, or at least until the remainder of the year, till we reach next year, the month of Ramadan as well. But in order for us to truly again gain the composure that we need to in order to spiritually benefit from the sacredness of this month, again, an abstinence from food and from drink, from coffee, hurts our heads. Our bodies get exhausted. And during the course of the day, particularly in the late afternoon leading up to the time of the adhan for the maghrib prayer, when we break our fast, again, our bodies feel so weak. We start to get frustrated. We start to get tired. We start to get upset. And the smallest thing can bother us. That's why it's so important to hold back and control our anger in those given moments, and to hold back our frustrations, particularly with the way that we love to often respond and utilize our tongues. There are so many ahadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam that talk to us about the importance of controlling our tongues otherwise, but particularly during the month of Ramadan, when we're that much more conscious of ourselves. In addition, in the same way that we hold back from food and drink and from vain speech and from speaking poorly about others or whatever it may be, to spend a little bit more time listening. Not only listening to our soul when we're contemplating and reflecting and looking up at the skies and the sun and the moon and the stars, but also look internally and listen truly to the verses of Quran that you're listening to when you're walking or when you're driving, to listening to lectures, podcasts, to listening truly to those around us so that we're able to take a lesson from every moment during the course of our days. Of course, one of those things that we should undoubtedly already be dedicating ourselves to during the course of these nights and days during the holy month of Ramadan is recitation of the whole Quran and learning from the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam and his family. Not learning to respond, not learning to fight, not learning to argue, because we live in a culture and a society where whenever there's an opportunity to gain some knowledge or to hear different perspectives, we're always ready to respond in order to share everything that we know about what it is that we've read or that we've heard, as opposed to listening and reading, again, so that we're able to learn. In a hadith from Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salam, he tells Kumail ibn Ziyad, Ya Kumail, inna hadhihi al-qulub aw iya, فَخَيْرُهَا أَوْ أَهَا. that, O Kumail, surely these hearts are receptive, and the best of hearts are those which are the most receptive. Open up your heart toward experiencing and feeling and learning, again, about the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, toward learning about other people and communities and societies. Of course, seeking of knowledge naturally is important otherwise, and during the month of Ramadan, even more so. But for today, I wanted to share with you all a really beautiful verse of the Holy Quran that emphasizes this reality about being attentive and paying attention and listening and reflecting. Because again, during the month of Ramadan, it's the best time to be a little bit more in a state of listening as opposed to speaking. Because sometimes that frustration and that headache from so many hours without your caffeine can make us so tired that we don't even want to speak. But when we don't speak, let us spend time to contemplate, to listen, and to be attentive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in chapter 47 of the Holy Quran, speaks to those munafiqeen who pretended like they were being attentive to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, but were ready to take whatever he said in order to throw it back at him or at others whenever they had the opportunity. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَمِعُوا إِلَيْكَ حَتَّى إِذَا خَرَجُوا مِنْ إِنْدِكَ قَالُوا لِلَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ مَاذَا قَالَ آنِفًا أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ تَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. They are those, O Muhammad, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, sallallahu alayhi wa ala. There are those who come and seek to listen to you, until when they go forth and they leave you, they go toward those who have knowledge, and they tell them, what is it that he just said? For surely those are the individuals whose hearts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed the seal, and they follow their lowest desires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again is referring to people who would be in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala, and then go and try to seek discord by talking about to others who actually began to believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala, and tell them, look at this nonsense, na'udhu billahi min dhalik, that the Messenger of God is speaking. And then at the end of the verse, which I want to pay attention to for a moment, God says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. For those individuals who fail to, again, truly listen to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala. And we have a concept within Islamic law that talks about the difference between hearing and listening. Hearing is not a problem, because when we hear, for instance, to things which are impermissible, we're surrounded by that. Because we're hearing it, it solely means that our ears have heard it. But to listen is not, again, only to hear it, but also to listen in such a way that those words, they influence or impact your heart, your soul, your spiritual self. And over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ تَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. They are again those whose hearts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set a seal. Those who listen or who hear, but ready to influence others. And for them, God has placed this veil on their heart because they have followed their lowliest of base desires. They don't have the intention to learn. They don't have the intention to grow. They don't have the intention to benefit from every day, because every day, like we know, is this new opportunity. But then God says in the very next verse, verse number 17 of chapter 47, وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدَى وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. And as for those who follow the right guidance, again, for those who listen to you, O Rasulullah, for those who listen to these verses of the Quran, for those who listen with that intention that they want to grow, that they want their hearts to be more receptive, that they want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so they're truly going to open up their ears and their hearts and their souls and their beings entirely. زَادَهُمْ هُدَى وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. Then it will be God himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will increase them in guidance and increase them in taqwa, meaning in God consciousness. I say and I present this example for a couple of different reasons. Firstly, like I said, during the month of Ramadan, we have more of an opportunity to truly be receptive. So please, I remind myself before anyone else, take time to recite the Quran, listen to it, be attentive, and seek to learn. And when we have that desire to learn and that desire to know, God Himself will expose His light and guide us. And again, increase our God consciousness. It all starts with that sense of intentionality. Number two, because so many people, they listen or they hear, but they're not ready to be receptive. Meaning they're only ready to respond toward what anyone says. They go to the mosque, they listen to someone delivering the sermon, particularly during these nights of the month of Ramadan, and the only thing that they're looking for is for someone to say something wrong so they could go and slam them afterward or speak poorly about them. That's not having the desire to learn and grow and cultivate. And the second reason why I share this latter verse, verse number 17 of chapter 47, is again the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He seeks toward supporting the one who seeks toward knowing Him. I'm sure all of you have heard a hadith and traditions that have spoken to some reality that mentions that if we walk toward God, then God will, you know, run toward us. Or that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we take a step toward Him, He will take two steps toward us. And in reality, we have many traditions that speak toward the same ultimate moral and objective. Over here, God is demonstrating it in a really clear and beautiful way. He says, if you seek to learn, if you seek to hear from our messenger and take from the reservoir of knowledge that is the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, then you will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will facilitate for you. He will increase your guidance immediately, increase your awareness, your God consciousness, your feeling of the presence of God. And all you have to do is have that intention to learn, have that intention to grow, have that intention to hear and to listen such that it touches your soul. So during this holy month of Ramadan, as our bodies tire and as our ears may even tire because of a desire to not hear anything, forget hearing with your ears, but start to listen with your heart. And you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will facilitate some sort of really transformative measures in these souls which are desperately in need of them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahreen.
Follow Sheikh Fayaz on Twitter and Instagram @FayazJaffer and look out for him on Facebook.